You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Ben Futrell, the managing partner at Max My Profit and author of the Business Acceleration Blueprint, who is a sought-after business advisor and coach, keynote speaker, and trainer. Having built several businesses from scratch, Ben knows a thing or two about getting a business off the ground. His programs and educational tools have helped many business owners help build the business that they always have imagined. Mr. Futrell, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, the pleasure's all mine, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So for starters, why do most businesses fail?
Look, I think, there's many different reasons, but if I could trace it back to two key elements, most businesses will fail because they run out of money. I think that it's important for business owners to understand that it doesn't matter how good their product or service is, it doesn't matter how much their passion they have about what it is they do, if no one is buying it, they're gonna have trouble succeeding. So I always say to people, it's always about a multiplication between cash flow and profitability, and score yourself out of 10 in the two. If you have poor cash flow and poor profits, you've got a poor business. If you've got great cash flow and great profits, you've got a great business. And so I like to sum it up in that way. You've got to keep an eye on those two things. Unfortunately, a lot of business owners, when they go into business, do something they love, and it means that they're not focused on those numbers.
Now, in your opinion, what are the factors that contribute towards businesses failing?
Well, I think there's a lot of different factors, but what I've seen over the years of working with hundreds of business owners is that, in particular, there's two key factors. One is a lack of planning. So, instead of being very purposeful in their actions and making sure that they're doing the things that they're going to need to do to succeed, they just get up each day and they're very reactive to what's going on in their world. And that makes it very difficult for them to be able to succeed. The second key factor is that they try and do everything themselves. And just, once again, it's about being good at what you do. You're not usually the best person to be doing the work. So you end up working in the business instead of on the business. And so I think if you can do a bit of planning, get out of the business, and then spend at least a day a week, 20% of your time working on the business, you're more likely to succeed.
Now, if you would, Ben, tell us a little bit about what you can do to help businesses succeed, and also what is the Business Acceleration Blueprint as well?
So after 15 years, good question. After 15 years, what we have worked out is that there is it's about as close as you could get to an instruction manual for growing a business. There's some key elements in every business that if they're not done well, that business will struggle to succeed. And so the Business Acceleration Blueprint was built as a 5-stage business growth system that takes business owners through each of those stages. So, for example, at stage one, we're looking at things like the foundation of the business, making sure we have budgets, planning, cash flow forecast, and that we're working in the right areas of our business. At stage two, we're then looking at how do we make sure that our marketing is working, our sales process is effective, our customers are coming back, they're spending more each time they come back. Stage three then is leveraging in that business by what we call optimization, which is then go through and find the areas in the business that can be systemized using sometimes automating your marketing, for example, or using a CRM. It could be software for collecting money. It could be processing your quotes quicker. And then stage four is about building a management team. So we look at then how do we remove ourselves out of the day-to-day operations, and then stage five is what we call diversify, which is where once you've got to a point where your business doesn't rely on you being there every day for it to operate, you can start to look at other products, services, locations. You might franchise, you might go into property investing, whatever it might be, but at that point you've got the time available to do it.
And some good stuff right there. Thanks so much. Today we're joined by Mr. Ben Futrell, the managing partner at Max My Profit and author of the Business Acceleration Blueprint, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ben, do you believe any entrepreneur can succeed?
Well, that's a big question and a tough one to answer, but I'm going to say no. And as an entrepreneur, you've got to be willing not to succeed. But sometimes not succeeding is succeeding in a funny kind of way. I think a lot of people, think that entrepreneurs, like that you hear this thing, oh, he's a born leader or he's a born entrepreneur. But it is a skill that can be learnt. But not every idea is going to work. And I think that's something that can be difficult to admit to ourselves when we're very passionate about something. We create something and we head out there to the marketplace with it. And entrepreneurs, by their very nature, are very optimistic people. And so sometimes I'll probably push things further than they should before calling it quits. And I don't know, Eric, if you've heard the saying, winners never quit and quitters never win. I actually don't think that's a good saying for entrepreneurs, because sometimes quitting something is how you win. And so, successful is an interesting thing. It's an objective thing. How do you define success? But to me, not everybody is cut out to run a business. Not everybody has an idea that is going to be successful, no matter how much you love it. And I know you don't want to hear that if you've got an idea that no one's buying. But quite often I get people come to me, Eric, and they say, I've got this great idea. No one else is doing it. And I always say, well, if no one else is doing it, why not? What's wrong with it? The best thing to do is to go to a market that already exists and then revolutionise that market, disrupt that market, deliver your service or product better, cheaper, faster, more efficiently, better quality, whatever it might be. Go in and beat the competition at their own game.
Good advice there. And what do your accelerators offer to businesses to help them succeed?
Yeah, so a good way for people to understand a bit about our team and how we work with people is that an accelerator is essentially, you could relate them to something like a mentor, an advisor, or a business coach. And so, if you think about all the greatest sporting people in the world, I mean, there's always, whether it's the Olympic Games, Commonwealth Games, your local footy match, even the kids playing, football or soccer on Saturday morning, they all have coaches. And the reason they have a coach is because somebody has to be external to you to be able to help you succeed in a more efficient manner. It doesn't mean you won't succeed without one, but if you've got somebody on the outside looking in, they can see things that you won't see. And so our accelerators are there to work one-on-one with business owners to hold them accountable. And I suggest everybody who is building a business has somebody external to them that can be objective, that can maybe even provide some shortcuts because they've got this experience that others don't have. They can be there to bounce things off of if you're not sure about something. And that's what our accelerators do. The other thing our accelerators do, which is different to sort of coaching advising, is they're guiding them through our program. So because we have a very set 5-stage business growth system, it is complex, but it's simple in the same way, but it still requires somebody to take you through it. So our accelerators are there to take people through it. And the word accelerator, by the way, Eric, is a word I created and have trademarked simply because what I wanted it to represent was to represent exactly how it is we help somebody in business. And the word is made up of two words. One is to excel and one is to accelerate. And so an accelerator is to help you do really well and to do it as fast as possible. And so, in essence, that's what our team are working with business owners to do.
Lastly, what is the most important advice you can give to business owners tuning in today?
Yeah, I would say, if you're a business owner that is, you said at the beginning, I think in the intro, that what we do is we help people build the business they imagined. And when someone goes into business, they imagine something usually different to what they've created. And they'll want to work less hours, they want to make more money, or, they want to have less stress in their life, they want their business to run more efficiently and effectively. So my advice would be, if you haven't got what you set out in the beginning, if you haven't got what you imagined, then go and get some help. There's so many different people out there that can work with you. I mean, our organisation is one of many. You might need to find somebody locally. You might already have a close friend or mentor that you can lean on. You might have an accountant. But my advice would be to go and find somebody that has a lot of experience building businesses, that can be objective, non-emotional about your business. So it can't be a close family, like a spouse or something. Make it somebody who's, very objective, that can give you that outsider's perspective, because I think it's too easy for you to lie to yourself. It's too easy to be optimistic when maybe you need to make a change. Maybe there's something simple that could really revolutionise how your business is going. So if I could give you one piece of advice, that would be it. Go and get some external help.
And per your expertise, we can't thank you enough for not only the information shared here today, but offering your services to help businesses succeed as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to finish up, and once again, thanks for having me on the show, Eric. Really appreciate it. But I'd love your listeners to know that just being good isn't enough. So it's not about, doesn't matter how passionate you are, doesn't matter how good your product or service is. You know, and a lot of entrepreneurs enter a business because they are good at what it is they do. So being a good plumber means, doesn't mean you're going to be great at running a plumbing business. If you're being a good hairdresser, doesn't mean you're going to be great at running a hairdressing business. Being a good accountant doesn't mean you're going to be great at running an accounting practice. So, you know, the thing is, if you want to be successful, you need to make sure that you're on top of your business. And as I said earlier, work on it, not in it. And I think if I could give you some final tips just to make sure you are more successful, and I spoke about it at the very beginning, which is why businesses fail is because of a lack of cash flow and profitability. So make sure that you do have a good cash flow forecast, number one, so you can make sure that you're not running out of money, because as soon as you run out of money, you're in trouble. Second thing is set some KPIs, and KPI stands for key performance indicators for your business. So you're not just flying by the seat of your pants. You're actually going through each and every day, each and every week, each and every month with a target, and you'll be able to then track your results. So whether it's sales, whether it's number of units moved, the number of hours billed, doesn't matter what it is, set some sort of key performance indicator that will tell you whether or not you're on track. And my final tip would then be to invest your time in the right areas. And what I mean by that is that, you know, as an entrepreneur, you've got this opportunity to make money rather than earn money. Employees earn money. They trade their time for money. And if you're self-employed, you are trading your time for money. The challenge with that is the amount of time you have is limited, and the amount of money someone will pay you per hour is limited. As an entrepreneur, when you work on your business, you start making money. And you do that through employing other people, using systems, technology, et cetera, to be able to really leverage yourself and enhance the amount of money that you can make in your business. And you know, the amazing thing is you'll end up working less hours. So this is my three tips. Create a cash flow forecast, set KPIs in your business, and make sure you're investing your time in the right areas.
Ben, thanks for those final words and advice. We can't thank you enough for everything shared here today. Where can listeners get all the details accordingly and be in touch?
Head to maximyprofit.com.au. The .au is because we're in Australia. You know, I've got that on my accent. But yeah, go to maximyprofit.com.au. Heaps of freebies there too, Eric, including some of the templates we use to grow multi-million dollar businesses. So we've got a business planning template there and a marketing plan template that we've used to grow thousands of businesses. The other thing, if you know, if your listeners enjoy listening to podcasts, I've got a podcast called Business Brain Food that they can tune into as well.
Again, Mr. Futrell, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ben Futrell, the managing partner at Max My Profit and author of the Business Acceleration Blueprint. And to learn more, visit maximyprofit.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.